This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All these name brand players who have been in the public eye for years and years and years.
Everybody looked at the NBA Finals and said, oh, we can get there next year.
They are going to be a really interesting team.
It still feels like what we're looking at here is a massive crapshoot.
Are LeBron and Anthony Davis going to be healthy in the playoffs? And is Russell Westbrook going to change? Those are the questions that matter. This other stuff seems like decoration around that.
Some of the best moves of free agency waited a day or two to pop in. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn along with Bartavius Anthony Scott.
My middle name is Patience is a Virtue.
Well, that's like a whole saying.
Well, I'm like Prince when Prince was a symbol.
Oh,
yeah. Whatever serenity and patience is, that's what I am, because that's what Ty Thibodeau was all about.
Except your symbol would be a dollar sign. Let's be fair.
Money tree.
It is ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Let's get right to it with some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get your calls in now, because we're going to get to them here very shortly at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, on this NBA free agency and everything that has happened between yesterday and today. Let's start with the newest news,
yeah,
if you will.
Let's hit the refresh button.
And that's Kemba Walker this morning getting bought out in Oklahoma City, which you knew he wasn't going to end up playing there this year anyway. Hmm. And he is playing with the New York Knicks. That's where he is going to sign. And I believe one Bart Stradamus called this a day or two ago.
Oh, really?
What a surprise.
Yeah, I asked Bobby Marks and, you know, what about Kemba? We knew that, you know, he wanted to be close to home. This is home for him. This is his backyard. You know, if he can stay healthy, this gives the Knicks a legitimate point guard for the first time since Jason Kidd, you know, was on that bench. And you talk about a guy that, yes, he struggled with injuries, but when you think about what else the Knicks were able to retain, still having Quickly, having Derrick Rose, you don't have to force so many minutes on him, and everybody can assume their role. It allows Derrick Rose not to be a starter, not to be giving you 32, 33 minutes like he was giving you in the playoffs. It allows you to keep these guys on a pitch count. You talk about, you know, still, once again, a shortened season, guys coming back, short turnaround. You can make that, you know, that vaunted word, load management. I know that's something foreign to Tom Thibodeau, but he's going to have to adjust to the stars that he has, understand that he kind of ran Julius Randle and the other guys down to the ground. I was listening to his show last night. Great show. If you guys don't listen, tune in to Creasy, a.k.a. Baby Buddha at night. You know what I'm saying? On 98.7, you know, ESPN. But, you know, you were talking about how it's good, you know, that, you know, they play hard and he gets everything out of them, but they ran out of gas. There was no more levels for them to go to in the playoffs. This allows you to allow guys to have some gas, some fuel in the reserve. Now, I had pushed the Knicks all the way down to probably like a eight or seventh seed after finishing fourth. This one, I have them now competing now seven for maybe six, maybe, you know, right there with Charlotte. Maybe right there if Kemba can be Kemba. You have him right there with you know, Trigger, a.k.a. Ice Trey, right? You have him right there fighting for that sixth, seventh seed. And, you know, getting in the playoffs, they're going to be a dangerous team, a dangerous out, because they have a lot of quality depth.
I get that he is not the same explosive player at age 31 that he was at 25, 26, 27. I don't care. If he comes and adds 25 minutes to 30 minutes of good, solid point guard play and plays 60 games, 65 games for the Knicks. This is a fantastic addition. Bart, we sat here yesterday, and I was saying marginally better.
Yeah.
The Knicks are better today than they were a season ago. You just traded Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock for Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker. And I have no illusions about what he's going to be. He is the truest point guard, as you said. He is a serviceable three-point shooter. He is a four-time All-Star recently.
The walking bucket, man.
Recently a four-time All-Star. 2 years ago, he's in the All-Star game. And I have to tell you, I mean, this is – if you're really wondering and worried about the injuries, well, all you have to do is look at your own team and look at Derrick Rose.
My point.
Derrick Rose came to this team – nowhere near the same player he used to be. Does anybody think that it's a Derrick Rose type of fall off here with Kemba? I don't think so.
No, not at all.
So don't sweat this. Don't sweat the fact that they're injured. The Knicks are better today than they were this past year, and they were not getting a big-time player to come here.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to deal with. This is a good day.
Crazy thing is, he is a big-time player. We just have questions about his health. Which
right.
No different from what Utah have out there with Mike Conley. You know, they believe in Mike Conley, but Mike Conley being hurt and getting older hurt them. I think right now, if I had to take pick between those two players, I would pick Kemba Walker. You think about what he's capable of being. He's a guy that's a shooter, too. Derrick Rose was never a shooter. Derrick Rose was a better version of Russell Westbrook when he was at the height of his superpowers. Now he can't dominate athletically anymore. He's got a mid-range game. He still gets to the basket. Instead of, you know, dunking on you like he used to, he can lay the ball up on you. And I think Kemba's going to give you something that, you know, no other point guard that they have gives him. Maybe quickly. He gives them range because he can get hot. And he's a good three-point shooter. He can get to his open spots. He can make guys miss. He can dribble penetrate. And now you think about just the quality depth. This team reminds me of the Detroit Pistons, the one that upset the Gary Payton and Karl Malone disgraceful Lakers team, because when you think about it, it was more about the quality and everybody accepting their role than it was about them ever having a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Chauncey Billups was never a superstar. Rip Hamilton was never a superstar. Ben Wallace was never a superstar. Rasheed Wallace was the closest thing that they had to a superstar. Tayshaun Prince wasn't a superstar. So now you look at the length. Right, you think about R.J. Barrett. You know, you got a 6'6 shooting guard. Right, you look at, you know, now you have. I don't know if they're going to go with Mitchell Robinson or they're going to go with Nerlens Noel. But you know, you have two athletic bigs that can come and help off of pick and rolls. So rather which one starts, you got somebody that's reserved that can really play and defend the modern day game.
And the last thing that I think is exceptionally important here is that you've got a very motivated player. Kemba Walker, do you think he thinks he's close to done at age 31?
Yeah, come on.
Absolutely not. This is a guy that wants to come here. Now, the exact terms of the deal I haven't seen. It looks like it may be a two-year deal. I'm not positive of that.
You want a two-year deal.
Yeah, and if it is.
Player option, maybe.
It's $8 million. I think it's two with an option, maybe. But I don't know that for certain yet. I haven't seen that anywhere. But it sounds like it's $8 million per. And you think Kemba Walker's not thinking, looking at Chris Paul, that I can still play at a high enough level that I can get to a big-time contract if I do well here at Madison Square Garden at home?
You can get healthy.
Yeah.
You can get healthy. We know they're not paying our Julius Randle long-term. I believe that that ship has sailed.
I agree.
Because he exposed.
I agree.
We know Kemba Walker is like Kyrie Irving when he's healthy. Right, so remember this, the Knicks aren't cool. The Knicks are cool now because with Fournier and when you think about with Kemba Walker playing in his backyard, you know he's going to gather energy from his loved ones and his friends that's from this area, man. And when he's, man, he's exciting. He's a guy that can put you on skates. He's got the handle. He's got the flair for the dramatic. You know, so you got him and Evan Fournier. You got R.J. Barrett that you hope to take the next step. And if Julius Randle is not, he doesn't even have to be who he was this year. If he's just a little bit less than that, he's still a great compliment, and you know, you get athleticism from Mitchell Robinson or Nerlens Noel. You got a pretty good balanced roster that goes 10 deep, because I haven't even got to Obi Toppin, Quickly, Rose, and all the other guys.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are the Knicks better in your estimation than they were at the end of last year, and where did they rank in the Eastern Conference? And now, did the Lakers do what they needed to do? They added Carmelo Anthony. We sat here yesterday and we're talking about some of the underwhelming signings. And I'm sorry if Wayne Ellington doesn't get me all that excited. I understand that the Lakers roster is so old now. I mean, they knew Burger King when he was a prince.
Yeah.
But let's be fair about what this is now. You have a guy that's a role player that in his career that wants to win a ring in the worst way. I've always been a big critic of his.
Yeah.
But there is no mistaking that Carmelo Anthony's offensive efficiency numbers are better now that he's not a volume shooter.
Yeah, 13.8, right? He's a spot-up shooter, 13.8.
He's going to shoot 40% from three.
He shot 50% from the field.
Yeah, but 40
also,
from three.
When I first saw this, I was like, oh, crap. I thought it was a promotional like poster for Uncle Drew 2, right? So I thought that, okay.
They're LeBron, all going to be in the tree beard and the gray beard.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so LeBron James is making another movie. I thought this was the movie cast. Uncle Drew 2, you know, going against Kyrie Irving and Chris Webber and everybody was on, you know, Uncle Drew 2. But in all seriousness, you worry about, you know, the talent is there, right? And it looks like LeBron James was saying, I'm going to go with people that I know and I trust their basketball acumen. But I think they let guys like Markieff Morris, Caruso get away. You needed that type of youth and exuberance. You know, like, how about you talk about L.A., man. I tell you what, the team I wouldn't want to see in a street fight it's the Miami Heat because they got straight goons. They got the Bad Boys and the old early 90s Knicks all into one.
Well, let's hear from Zach Lowe on Melo and what he means and does for the Lakers.
This is the kind of flyer the Lakers were going to have to take. They did not have any cap resources left to go. They're going to have to get guys that are chasing rings on the minimum. And Carmelo, to his credit, everyone said all he wants to do is ISO and shoot twos. In Portland, he bought into a role as a spot-up shooter, shot the three well. That's the role he's going to have to play for the Lakers. But with all of these guys, whether it's Ellington, Bazemore, Ariza, Carmelo, with the exception of Ariza, I think the big question is going to be, when push comes to shove, when you're in the conference finals, when you're in the second round of the playoffs, whatever it is, can you stay on the floor defensively? Do the Lakers, who have made their bones, all the sexy stuff, whatever, they have made their bones on defense.
Yep.
Have they hurt their defense too much in this all of this roster building? I think that's remains to be seen, but they are going to be a really interesting team.
Interesting question. I do think they needed this kind of player, though. They needed this kind of shooter. They needed this kind of veteran to complement the big three. And I didn't – look, I feel like Ariza could still defend, but not like he used to.
Yeah.
He's lost a step. And the other guys, I'm not really counting on Wayne Ellington to be able to be that guy. Kent Bazemore, okay. But the Lakers have at least now added somebody that is a legitimate threat from the outside, considering how poor of a shooter Russell Westbrook is.
Yeah, the problem is Carmelo Anthony is a small forward, and some of the most athletic guys in our game right now are athletic wings, right? So, like, yeah, how much of that are you going to get out of him when you need a stop? Now, every once in a while, he can bite down and he can defend at a higher level, but I don't expect him to stop, you know, any of these athletic wings that he's going to have to, you know, go against, and they're going to defend on. Maybe they'll try and go with LeBron James, or he'll give LeBron James a spell. But I tell you what, it's a lot of good moves still left out there. I think Carmelo was a necessary evil when you think about the Banana Boat Crew and putting those guys together. They trust each other, and that's what LeBron is all about. When you're in crisis and you see your mortality before you, what are the first thing you do? You call people that you know. You say, hey, man, guys you trust in the foxhole with you. And Carmelo is definitely one. Brody is definitely one. Whether they were friends or not, you know, they respect each other from afar in their professionalism, what they've accomplished in this league. But I just don't know if they can stay healthy. And that's the key, right? Can they stay healthy, right, for a long period of time? And when LeBron decides to take load management days, when Brody decides to take load management days, when you have to give load management days to Anthony Davis, will they have enough to create enough separation so that they can be seated the way that they need to be seated to have the easiest path? Because you don't want them having to see Utah or having to see Denver in the first round of the postseason and extending LeBron. LeBron has made his way by being able to sweep people in the first round and being able to play as little a game to get to the championship as possible. But I tell you what, there's still some good moves left out there. I mean, I'm excited to see where J.J. Redick will go. Right, you see Patty Mills, the Nets leveled up because they say, hey, we can't depend on Joe Harrison.
That's good.
So they went and got Patty Mills, aka the kangaroo Michael Jordan. I don't know what he's out there doing. Like, yo, you heard Windhorst say, like, what he is and what he means to Australia, Team Australia. He turns to a totally different person. You know what I mean? And you see that guys like J.J. Redick's out there, Sweet Lou Williams still out there. I don't know if Sweet Lou goes back to Atlanta. But, man, it is so many good moves still out there that can push teams over the top. I wouldn't be surprised, and I would love if the Knicks can go out there and use some of that salary cap space for another shooter and score.
We're getting to the calls in a second. 1 minute at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. First, though, here's Adrian Wojnarowski on the Lakers' moves.
Well, certainly, listen, the Lakers had to, you know, really build back their depth after the Russell Westbrook trade and Alex Caruso going to Chicago. But for Carmelo Anthony, finally joining up with LeBron James in the NBA, they've talked about this at several different junctures of their career, but it finally made sense. They talked here in recent weeks and, you know, Carmelo, you know, coming to a team, you know, that needs a power forward off the bench, who needs, you know, he's become one of the real formidable catch-and-shoot shooters in the NBA. And I think for Melo, both he and Trevor Ariza playing, you know, some of that four spot now for the Lakers really add a lot there. And this is certainly going to be a very veteran bench for L.A.
Woj talked about it at the beginning. I do think it's interesting, maybe even not coincidental, that after all these years, LeBron and Melo are finally playing together. I'm not convinced that when Melo was earlier in his career that LeBron would have wanted to play with him because of the kind of player that he was, because he was an ISO guy. But now that he has seen him accept a role, even though they are good friends. I think quietly there was probably something there where LeBron was like, yeah, let's play together. Yeah, that'd be great. You know, no. Yeah.
I mean, the same thing, the decision he had to come with Brody, right? He was the best available option.
But at least, like, I've seen Melo dial it back. I haven't seen Brody do that yet.
Right. But remember, the reports are that they had that conversation. Hey, Anthony Davis, we can't get all the picks.
Show me on the floor.
Yeah, we need you to play. We need you to play center. He was like, hell no, you better go get a Dwight Howard. He said, yeah, but he winked at LeBron, man. I'll play if I have to, but I really don't want to. So, you know, like, Brody wants to change the narrative, but he doesn't really want to play that way. He wants to, you know, control and dominate the basketball.
Here's Lucas in Florida up first on Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. Lucas, what's up today, buddy? How are you?
Pretty good. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Let me get off speaker. Yeah, man, I love the moves that the Knicks made with Kemba and Fournier to upgrade their, you know, the overall roster. I expect them to finish no higher than sixth, though.
Yep.
Just because I love the moves that the Bulls made, and you got Charlotte, that's a young team that's just getting better. So I just love how the East is finally competitive. It's not just two or three teams. There's more balance. I can't wait.
We didn't even hit the DeMar DeRozan thing yet, and that was a tremendous move by the Bulls. I was blown away when I saw that late yesterday.
They are making a move to keep Zach LaVine happy. Yeah, I'm sure his extension is going to be next, one that's worthy of the respect that he feels he deserves. But, you know, they just basically went and got four stars, right? Not even superstars. Zach LaVine is a budding superstar. But DeRozan and all the other guys, Vucevic, they're just like maybe perennial all-stars. But Zach LaVine could be a superstar. He can do the same things that Devin Booker can do.
Nick in L.A. is up next. Nick, what's up? You're on ESPN Radio.
Listen, the Lakers won free agency. It is no doubt, hands down. Dwight Howard is a proven entity. He's a three-time defensive player of the year, and he affects shots. Our defense got better.
Well, what he does now is he starts fights. Let's be clear about what Dwight Howard does. That's what he does.
He won a championship in L.A. He's a proven entity. They're bringing him back, and he's going to be great. It's not like LeBron just said, hey, let's play with Carmelo. This is a very thoughtful athlete who has planned his career path with great detail. He won a gold medal with Carmelo. Okay?
Stop with the gold medal. That's where you lose me.
I get it, but that was like a thousand years ago. The thing is, right, these guys may not be able to stay healthy, and if Anthony Davis doesn't change his offseason regimen, where he's only been healthy when it was in a bubble, and I think the bubble was a blessing in disguise because it gave them 4 months off before he gets hurt, because that train's never late. You know, it's going to, like, where's the shooting going to come from, right? I mean, Danny Green's still out there. I mean, they got to get some more shooting out there, because you have to space this floor, because you get none of that from the Brody.
I'll tell you what, we're using the word great in a rather loose fashion.
If
that's what we're using when we're talking about
Andre
Dwight
Drummond
Howard.
Signed, by the way.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I nearly burst out laughing when I saw the Sixers sign Andre Drummond.
Well, I mean, you know what they
Andre
say.
Andre Drummond is done.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, he's a 2020 guy. But, you know, but you're bringing him in to basically be Dwight Howard, and he can be that. He can give you a little bit more scoring, maybe not as good defensively, but he can grab the rebounds.
No.
I mean, when he was with the Pistons with me, he was a dominant defensive player. He was defensive.
That was then. You and I sat here and watched him with the Lakers. How bad it was!
I think he was out of shape.
I think he was uninterested.
So when I met Andre Drummond, right? He was a member of the Pistons. I was in the business with Malik Allen, who was their assistant coach. And his job in the offseason was to go out to L.A. and babysit Andre Drummond to make sure that he got up and worked out. Now, maybe because he's had a slice of humble pie, because he was supposed to be coming off a $120 million contract out there with the Pistons, maybe he gets back to the player that he used to be.
Derek is up next in Washington. Derek, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just want to weigh in. I'm a big Knicks fan, and I just want to talk about the moves they make with Kemba. He gives us a true point guard. I really like that three-guard rotation between him, Isaiah Quickley, and Derrick Rose. If I can weigh in on, I would like to see Quentin Grimes. If we're missing anything, I would say I hope that guy can just be patient and develop into a defensive stopper, an athletic 6'5", 6'6", wing like that. We have everything we need.
Well, here's the good news about Quentin Grimes, okay? If you're going to play for Kelvin Sampson at Houston, you better play defense. And that was – I understand that they're in the AAC, That was one of the best defensive teams in the country this past year, and Quentin Grimes was a big part of why. So I think he can help in that regard.
Who gets J.J. Redick? That's next. Who gets J.J. who lives in Brooklyn? Is it the Knicks or is it the Nets?
Yeah.
Like, J.J. is added insurance in case Patty Mills or Joe Harris, you know, poops their pants again in the playoffs.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Up next, after years of waiting, a fan base finally got their pound of flesh last night. And we will also talk about one particular superstar in the league who made history without even playing yesterday. It is all on the way. Barton Hahn is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven, on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
Got them with women on welfare. Tupac cares. If don't nobody yet. Yeah. Know that beat down a lot. Brothers come around the block. They come a lot.
Bart, it is the summer of Dash Pass, my friend. And members are getting $10 off groceries, alcohol, and pet food because summer. Try Dash Pass for free and get year-round savings, exclusive menu items, and zero delivery fees now in the DoorDash app. Terms and conditions apply. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. How about Steph Curry with his second $200 million contract in the NBA? First player to ever do that. And I have to tell you, I never for a second would have expected Steph Curry to go anywhere for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He is the one guy that I would have expected to stay with Golden State for his career. He's hinted around that the last couple of years, and I'm not surprised that he is.
I mean, congrats to Steph Curry, man. I mean, you talk about what he's been able to do, what he went through. Remember him coming in, struggling his first couple of years with the ankle injury. To be able to say that he's the first player to ever get his first two $200 million contracts. You know, it's just a testament of his hard work and his game ages well, right? Last year, I think he reminded us all how great he was. And it's great because he dominates differently than any other superstar in the game, right? He's quick, yes. He can dribble the ball, yes. But the way he's able to shoot that basketball, I think he dominates like no other. Only one that even comes close is Dame Dolla. And Dame Dolla just started displaying this. The Splash Brothers, he's been doing this for betterment of 7 years. And the fact that he's sitting up here and he reminded everybody last year without Klay just how dominant he could be and at times putting the Golden State Warriors on his back. Shout out to Steph, man. I mean, I think we don't appreciate his greatness enough.
Here's Woj on Steph's contract.
It probably takes Steph Curry just to the end of his career and certainly solidifies what he's always said. It's the only organization that he's wanted to play with. Wants to play his whole career there. And now this is a Golden State team and an organization that wants to continue to try to maximize, you know, these great seasons that are still left him in him, even at 33 years old. And this is an organization that is spending deep into the luxury tax to get Klay Thompson back this season. And certainly for Golden State, this is the face of their organization, a face of the NBA. And now two $200 million plus contracts in his career, the only player that's ever done that.
Absolutely crazy. And I think it's fantastic because he is the face of that organization. He's the face of the entire Bay Area, for Pete's sake. Yeah. And
it was the face of the NBA.
Yeah. And frankly, he's probably the only guy that can afford to live in Northern California for the rest of his life. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Speaking of California, here's Izzy up next on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio. Izzy, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to see how soon you think this Westbrook project will last in L.A. I want you guys to remember LeBron and the boys had a game plan to let Westbrook shoot the Rockets out of the game.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
And now they're throwing all this money at him. Highest paid Laker player? Come on.
Well, the highest paid player though.
Well, like 44 this year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying really mean nothing. We know who the alpha male is there, who the leader is. They just took that contract because that's what they had to inherit. But, when they were sloughing off of Westbrook, when they were playing him as an opponent, you didn't have LeBron James on the other side. LeBron James is now on that side. Anthony Davis is now on that side. So if you slough off of him, he dribble penetrate. He still can drive and dish to these other guys, right? So LeBron's looking at him, and he's serving a certain purpose for him to be kind of like Rondo. Remember what we said about Rondo, right? Rondo can't shoot. Rondo can't even shoot free throws, right? But the Brody is pretty much like Rondo, and they won a championship with Rondo, and they were better when Rondo was in the game. It gave LeBron James a blow where he doesn't have to carry everything because at this advanced age, he can't be the best defensive player stopping whoever the star is. He can't be the facilitator. And then you expect him to get back and be a complete player. That's why he struggled, I believe, from the free throw line last year because his damn legs was tired.
Yeah, and, listen, if he does take jump shots, LeBron can just go over and tackle him because he's on the same team this year. And hopefully LeBron will not have to make that same face and gesture that he did to J.R. Smith.
Yeah, Russell, you get three jump shots a game. Everything else better be a layup. You better be – your shot chart better look like Zion Williams. That's what I'm talking about.
Here's Richard in Tennessee next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. Richard, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was calling to ask you a question about the teams that's got – the mid-teams in the NBA that's got a chance to move up, but they're not making a move. And do you see the Boston Celtics not making a move, or will they?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's interesting, man. Like, because they're the team that's kind of stayed pat. You thought they were going to try and get a third player to go with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Al Horford coming back gives them a versatile big, a guy who's a big who can play center for them in a modern day game. They got rid of Tristan Thompson, and Al Horford was there before, and he was able to shoot threes and open everything up. But this dude is like 75 years old now, man. Like, what can you expect from him? So you would think that maybe it's still a move there. I don't know how many of those draft picks that Danny Ames used to collect is still there. But they're going to have to use something. I think they're going to be, like, either sign and trade or they're going to go get somebody. I would look out for them for maybe a guy like J.J. Redick or somebody that can give them, spacing, and give them a shooter that can open it up.
As far as having two guys who are still very young, like, I would not mind – playing in the Eastern Conference for the next 5 years with Jaylen Brown and with Jason Tatum. Yeah. I would not mind that whatsoever. Then last night out west, I kind of felt good for the Dodger fans to getting an opportunity finally since 2017 to let the Astros have it, and they're really being in the building for the first time and getting a chance to absolutely hammer them, and the Dodgers fans did not get cheated. Listen to the at-bats from Altuve and Correa. I mean, the Blues are almost taking over the music. Listen, they let them have it, inflatable trash cans, all that stuff.
Motivated.
I think if you're on the Astros, you have to understand that. And I didn't really see any comments from the Astros that were
nothing malicious.
Yeah, and not understanding the situation. Like, we've seen them be a little tone deaf with all of this the last year and a half or so because they've gotten tired of it.
Last year in the postseason when they won that first series, Can I say what Robert D. not?
Just assume that you can't.
Okay. All
right. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
But the point is this. When you have the Astros coming in and Dusty of all people, a beloved Dodger, even though he managed the Giants. Dusty is coming in and managing the Astros. Nobody is saying anything. They understand, like, you have to
Dusty,
go into this series.
He's like, nobody even here.
Exactly. And you have to understand what you were going to get the last couple of days. The one group that I could not take, there were Astro fans who went to the game. It was the largest crowd in Major League Baseball all year, 52,000. Not surprising. But Astro fans who went to the game were complaining about how they were treated. You know what? I'm sorry. If you're an Astros fan and you go to that game last night, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's on you.
You should never be allowed to go to a baseball game again, not knowing what you were walking into.
Remember, I don't know if you remember the guy that became famous from the playoffs. He's like Sons in Four. It's after he gave the guy a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
They lucky that somebody didn't get him a knuckle sandwich, man, and put it on there, man. Like, you got to be able to protect yourself. You can't expect that, you know, a team and so much emotion, the fans, you know what that day was about to be about. Now, if you did that, you just wanted to be the heel, and heels usually get their teeth kicked in.
It was not a good plan if you were thinking about going there. And frankly, you're just dumb. You're just dumb if you go there and you expect it to be, quote, all in good fun.
Right,
No. Not at Chavez Ravine. Not the Dodger fans are, you know, the worst. They're certainly not. But I would not go into looking to stir the pot into that cauldron after what they've talked about the last few years. That's for sure. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount for combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. The Mets slip sliding away right now, and the owner is taking to Twitter, and he is not too pleased about it either. All of that on the way right after Bart tells us about our friends from DoorDash.
DoorDash here with the summer of Dash Pass. Right now, Dash Pass members are taking $10 off groceries, alcohol, pet food, and more. Need a nightcap? $10 off. Got a cough? Get relief delivered for less. Want to surprise your crush? Send a gift and save. Try Dash Pass for free and get special savings, exclusive menu items, and $0 delivery fees year-round. Get more from your neighborhood now with Dash Pass in the DoorDash app. And stay cool out there. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott.
You know why he playing Biggie? He playing Biggie because New York sports is back, baby. I mean, not the Mets, but, you know, everybody else is getting their mind right. You know what I'm saying? You think about the Knicks is going to be popping next year. You talk about the Nets are going to be popping. They got Patty Mills. You know what I'm saying? They call him the kangaroo killer out there. You know what I'm saying? Out there from Australia, the land down under. He going to be – it's going to be popping. The Jets are all right. You got Sal Palantonio glowing, talking about how great Zach Wilson is. He's never seen – and Sal's been around for a while. Trust me, I know. We boys. He's seen it all.
He says
Zach Wilson is the real deal. And then we got Junior Whopper, you know what I'm saying, getting in there, scrapping it up, learning how to fight with his team. You know what I'm saying? Saying, I'm not too good for this. Let me get in this scrap too. We've one fight, we all fight. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting, man. That's why you play big.
Junior Whopper hands.
You had Dipset last night versus the Lox. Jada Kiss snapped on Cameron. Everybody at Madison Square Garden. Man, it's good to live in New York right now.
I can't wait.
Until my tax bill come for my property tax. Then I hate it.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. For those, if I could Bart translate for a minute, Junior Whopper being Daniel Jones in reference to his Junior Whopper hands not being able to hold on to the football.
Yeah. He definitely has to eat a Whopper with two hands and probably have to have somebody. He had to cut his Whopper up.
You mentioned the Mets. The Mets are making moves. Go ahead,
Making
Ned.
Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
But they're making moves downward. They lost again to the Marlins last night. Bart,
ain't the Marlins like the worst team in baseball?
They're up there. Diamondbacks are, I think, even worse. But yeah, they're bad.
How you losing to the Washington Generals? And you've been talking all this stuff, all this smoke, Baez, Lindor, spending some money.
Hey.
Come on, Cohen, man. You're supposed to be better than that, man.
That was the kicker last night. They were down 4-0. I'm in the middle of doing my show in New York.
Yeah.
And I look up at Twitter, and Steve Cohen, the new owner of the Mets, who has been active on Twitter for those who don't know, chimes in with, "I'm out to dinner with my daughter, Sophia. Keep me up to date on the game. Sounds like it's not going so good. Boys got to get it going here soon."
Yeah, it's your fault, man. You 65 years old. You're a man of a certain age. When you get that, when you got as much money as him, you're supposed to be able to outbuy your bad decisions, outspend your bad decisions. He ain't spent no money, man. You know, for what he spent, you know, luxury tax, whatever he's spending, it ain't enough, man. You were $15 billion, and you let the Dodgers come in here and just spend all this money on luxury tax. You let everybody else get better. You let Cashman outfox you. Like, this is your opportunity to take over this town, and you failed miserably. You've been waiting all this time for, like, the Wilpons to sell, and they finally sell to you, and this is what we get? This is what we've been waiting for? Come on, man. You better than that. Right, don't be trolling us. He is shortly becoming one of the most annoying owners. And see, all this stuff is cute if you win. Him, Steve Ballmer, and Mark Cuban. He's getting up there. And Dan Snyder.
Hey, you're not as bad as – you're not Dan Snyder on many levels. And, they had some issues there at .72. But that aside, you're not Steve Ballmer, because that dancing and grabbing other guys' thighs, I don't know what that was when he was doing it at the game. He was so excited.
I've never touched
it. And then at the same time, the two people that were sitting next to him – you have this tweet last night from Cohen. The exact phrasing is, "We have to get our act together soon." See, I love this. I love this. An owner that is engaged and on it. And yet, it may get to be a little bit too much sometimes, but I love the fact that we maybe got a new George in town.
But what was his marching orders? His marching orders, he said that he should have had that same energy when he was tweeting about getting a big pick. I don't care what it costs for an arm. He should have spent that money for an arm. He should have said, "I don't care how much it costs." You don't disrespect a billionaire by telling him how much something costs. Please, come on, Simi. Do not spend my pocket change.
Well, all I can tell you is that when you have an owner that cares about winning and that is a fan.
Well, spend some money like a fan.
Well, I don't think he's being cheap here. I don't think that
he should have got another arm then, Chris. He should have said, "I don't care how much it costs."
I agree. But
if you're going to be King Joffy Jofa and you're going to be out here spending money like that, like you got your own money.
I think he was trying to let his guys do their job on Friday, and they did not go and get help.
You got to think, Sandy is stuck underneath the same premise. He got scar tissue there about the Wilpons. He afraid to spend money.
All on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.